Want to spend more time in the great outdoors? Join our family as we share insights, suggestions, and highlights of our adventures. It's time now for Glampin' and River Roamin' with the Tilleries. Hey, fellow River Roamers. Happy 2023. Anna.
And Michael here.
River Roamin' with the Tilleries. Working diligently to accomplish our goal of going down every river in the state of Florida.
It's quite a feat.
It is, and our family basically allocates one weekend a month to this endeavor. And sometimes we get lucky and we conquer more than one river on a visit. Other times, not so much.
As such, this last trip.
Correctamundo. But wow, we were overdue for just a simple, fresh water, windy, old school Florida wild river.
Yes.
And we got it. And it was delightful. Let me just preface this before we jump right into how the weekend went, because it was beautiful. But when we go, we try and go like a Friday through a Sunday, and then sometimes we try and time it where we get that extended holiday, maybe, you know, like a Good Friday and then that Easter Monday or a Labor Day. So that determines how far we're going to go. And this go round, we discovered this spot about a year ago while stuck in traffic on the turnpike, I think headed to the Suwannee.
Could be.
And there was this billboard that said, this place has pizza and tacos and sushi and salads. And I thought aloud to my family, what kind of place has all of these things in one fell swoop? I must go there. I wonder if they have a river. And so as we Google it, sure enough, there's a river.
And it's a brewery to boot.
Right. Later we discovered that this venue is, in fact, a brewery, which was bonus. So Claremont, Florida, about an hour and 50 minutes from where we are, northwest of Orlando. Talk about a different topography.
Landscape is way different than anywhere in Florida, I think.
Than certainly where we are in South Florida along the Atlantic coastline. It's really quite flat. But this was massive hills. I mean, at one moment, I felt like we were like on a roller coaster.
Charlie thought we were in Michigan for a minute.
And not just the landscape was different, but even like there was a lot more brick. There were more northern trees. And having myself been from Michigan, family living in Virginia, Michael from California. I mean, you know, we're used to seeing different elements, and this just didn't seem like traditional Florida at all, which was a delightful change. And the weather was cool without being freezing. We ended the year in St. Augustine with like very quite frigid temperatures, but manageable with proper gear and sunshine during the day.
And comforters.
That was proper gear, by the way. This was different. You know, it was a little bit chilly. I definitely needed a beanie for my ears. The boys were fine with hoodies. But it was comfortable, chilly. Yeah. And so there's a state park over by there where if we could have stayed there, we would have. But the Lake Louisa State Park is obviously very popular. And so it was sold out, and we ended up staying at a little place called the Torchlight RV and Travel Trailer Park. And there was one spot that was
open
for transients such as us. Most of the people there were permanent. And friendly enough, little bathhouse. I mean, definitely you're not going to be bringing a big group of people to this venue, right? Because it's really that they don't seem to have a lot of space.
Let's just say we'll never go back. But it fit the need for
it. Sure did. And it was only like an 11-minute drive to the Palatalakaha River.
Good job. Better known as the Crooked River, because it's easier to say.
Much easier. The locals just call it the Crooked River.
And it's in between Lake Louisa.
Lake Louisa.
Lake Louisa and Susan Lake.
Yep. And Lake Susan, which then Lake Susan fed into the Minnehaha.
Minnehaha.
Minnehaha. But this is the Orlando's area's chain of lakes.
What was the word you used? The area there that you're talking about, the topography, the urban sprawl of Orlando.
Yeah, you know, and it was seemed many parts of it quite wealthy. So we go into the state park,
RV park.
Yes, but the boat ramp, like I said, wasn't too far. And that first night, we knew it was a RV park. We decided to bring our portable fire pit. And so unless you're really at a state park, they're not going to have a fire pit. The KOA we went to back in November didn't.
We had to rent one because we didn't
bring ours. But we invested in a portable fire pit. We actually have it on our website at riverwomanwithartilleries.com. It's excellent. It all breaks down and goes in one carrying case, super easy. But so glad that we brought it because we did our Kogel's hot dogs that night, kept it super simple.
Some mac and cheese on the camp. Some mac and cheese.
And, you know, talked. And we had a lot to talk about because our journey getting there was interesting.
Oh, my goodness. I blew a tire out on the trailer. First time that's happened. So I learned a lesson. Tire was about 3 years old, but we put quite a few miles on it. So it gave way. Luckily, I have the jacks and all the tools to be able to tackle a task like that if the need arises. So I called. We took two separate trucks this time, and I was a little bit ahead of them because I left a little bit sooner. Thank God I did. But then Charlie and Anna tried to come to my rescue and pulled off of the side of the turnpike, which is a very busy freeway here in Florida, if you're not familiar, and decided that they should get stuck in the mud. So after changing the tire, I go to leave. I see them stuck. I pull over to the side of the road. I unhook the boat trailer. I back up. Now, granted, I got the backpack camper in the back of my truck and continue to get tow straps out and pull them out of the mud. So it's kind of an ongoing joke right now. My son's truck's a Ford and I got a Chevy. And I got a camper in the back, so the people driving by on the turnpike definitely got a show that day. See my truck, my Chevy, pulling out the Ford out of the mud off of the side of the highway. It was quite an experience.
Right, and as it's all happening, because of course it was me that said, no, son, it's too far to go in reverse that whole distance. Let's just quickly try and turn, bust a U-ey, and then once we get to Dad, we can back it up. Well, there was all that mud, and he looks at me and he says, "See, Mom, that's why you should always have 4x4. Well, he doesn't, so there's that. Anyhow, it all worked out, and we still got there with a smidge of daylight left.
It all worked out.
It really did, and we stayed up. We played some cards. We had some fun, you know, family bonding, which is what it's all about, and honestly, it's so good for the soul. And I had high hopes of leaving by 9 a.m. the next day because the weather did not look promising in Claremont.
And it ended up turning out just great. It rained a little bit later that evening before we went to dinner, but it all worked out. And the river was amazing.
The river was so beautiful. It was old Florida, luscious. It wasn't just
cypresses all dead. Everywhere. Yeah. And it was just what really made us fall in love with the River Roman to begin with.
Yeah, and so it was just great getting back to basics to kick off the year. And, you know, our son, he's 16, so he's thinking, oh, I don't want to always come with them.
Speaking of the devil, he was just out rotating his tires and changing his oil. He's pulling in now.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't always come with them. But then it ended up being such a beautiful day, and it's hard not to have a great time once you're out there. You know, I brought for that boat ride, knowing that we weren't stopping off. We were planning to visit that restaurant that we saw on the billboard a year prior that night for dinner, so bought some nice corned beef sandwiches and chips and salsa and, you know, little snacky things. And we just all enjoyed all of those things from point A to point B. We connected into the lakes and the boys did some fishing. There was people put random things in the tree branches. There's like a lot of low hanging tree branches.
There's a stuffed monkey hanging from a tree, some Mardi Gras stuff, birdhouses everywhere. It was really nice. We just dropped the trolling motor in. And just really trolled because it was a short river. It was only like a mile and a half. So we just took our time and didn't even motor. We just used the trolling motor, which was great.
And but it did start getting chilly and windy. And we did try and use the Kogel hot dog in the...
catch a catfish in the middle of Lake Louisa.
Yeah, we were hoping for it, but it didn't work out. Darn it. But we sure caught a good time and memories. So we went back, and there was this... like I mentioned earlier, it was very hilly. It was cool of an experience, but turning down that spot for the boat ramp, there was like a trio of RVs that were like selling fresh herbs and plants on the side of the road. I hadn't seen anything like that. And even on our drive home, it was something similar. There were so many mobile businesses on the side of the road.
But what were you saying? I seen the same thing on the 27 getting to 60. There was a...
empanadas truck, Mufango's truck. There was a setup with the guy with the mobile barbershop.
Mobile barbershop.
And then to the left of him was a mobile coffee truck. And then to the right was a mobile taco truck. And I was like, that is so brilliant. And of course, my son wouldn't let me stop, folks. But I wanted to try all of those things. All of them. But it was that night, that CBC, the Claremont Brewing Company, we went into the town. And they were, must have been doing some sort of downtown walkabout because they had some of the main roads closed. But we found a good parking spot and we went in and we got a chance to do like basically one of everything that they had listed as their specialties on the menu. So they said pizzas, we did a pizza. They said sushi, we got one of sushi. They talk about...
yeah, our son was regretting eating sushi and pizza and wontons and all that wasabi in one sitting this morning.
Touche. But it really was delightful. And the staff was nice. The chef came over and introduced himself, which was delightful.
Bought Anna a drink.
I got the Oopsie Daisy. It was refreshing.
The food was quite good. We got two pizzas. We really ate. I mean, we tried a lot of stuff on the menu.
Mm-hmm. And the pricing was fair. And we missed the live music, but there was live music both before and after.
Got to catch a little bit of the Chiefs game, which was cool.
Yeah, it was playoff time. And we got there, I would say, just shy of 6 o'clock. By 6:30, the place was packed. So you might want to time that for future reference. But delightful experience. Impressed with it all. Went back to the campsite. Had another fire, which was really wonderful. Because the temperature was just perfect for a fire.
Yeah, it was. We burnt through some wood.
Yeah. It got a little chilly, and so you wanted to be nice and close to that fire. And Seeger was loving it. Seeger got his own camping chair this trip.
Pop-san chair.
Yep, he is so bougie.
He is. He's
not. Oh, my goodness.
What he is a little spoiled brat. That's your fault.
Whatever. So we had to order another camping chair because Seeger's like, I'm not getting out of this chair, everybody. This is my chair. What a hoot he is. And
he's a good boy.
Yeah, and we started, tidying up. And this morning, it was an easy breakdown. Everything went smoothly. Started a new book that I'm looking forward to, Mitch Album.
Oh.
Love him. But overall, excellent experience. The Palatka Lakaha River.
Crooked River.
Crooked River. Really beautiful. And if you like freshwater fishing and if you're interested in seeing a different part of Florida, it will blow your mind. And I liked everything about Claremont. I did. Like the whole vibe of Claremont.
Yeah, I wish we would have walked downtown at the end, but everybody wanted to get back.
We were all kind of just, when you have all that fresh air. Not that I was very active that day physically as I sit on my boat, but you just get a little tuckered out, and we had the dog back at the site and stuff. So, which, by the way, we purchased this new guard gate that works out really, really well to fit our little, I don't know, what would you say? It's 6x2 or 12 square feet on the floor of the camper, where he just enjoyed that comfy spot. You know, he's at that year or so where he likes it. Still like a cozy spot, like a crib. He likes feeling very safe. So we'll have links to that on our website at River Roaming with Artilleries too. So happy 2023 and keep river roaming. Get out there. Time for our camping corny.
Why didn't the hipster swim in the river?
Why?
It was too mainstream.
Oh. Thanks for tuning in.
If you dig it, please subscribe. And be sure to check us out online at riverromanwiththetilleries.com.